If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
There's Dan, here's John.
Hi, Dan. I'm John.
Hi, how John.
How are you this evening, Dan?
I do all right, sir. How are you?
Fine. Wait a minute. It just flashed in my mind. I probably shouldn't go there, but I'm going there anyway. Did you go into... What restaurant did you go into for the first time recently?
The Waffle House.
There we go. I knew it.
I have never been to one, and the reaction of me going there was hilarious.
What happened?
You know what? I have never been to a Waffle House. I've read a lot of things and seen things online about it.
Yeah,
and my wife, her cousins live in Columbus, Ohio. So we decided before my son goes back to school on Wednesday, let's do one more weekend, little road trip action.
And nice.
We drove in Ohio, and I saw the Waffle Houses. And then when we went to her cousins, I was like, tell me about Waffle Houses. And they have a son named Christopher, and he's a college kid. He goes, get the chocolate chip waffles and the hash browns. And when we lived on Sunday, we passed like four of them. And I'm like, all right, I got to try it. It's an omen. Let's do this. And I loved everything about it.
Yeah, I saw a picture that you posted. I said, really? Waffle Houses?
Have you? I'm assuming you've been to these before.
Yes, I haven't been to a lot of them, but I've been to a Waffle House before.
I was kind of shocked because I expected, I don't know why I expected like a Waffle House to kind of have like a Denny's look to it, like a very large place. It was just like a diner, which I did not realize that.
Which is much cooler, if you ask me.
I love that because they come right to your table via the diner, and they put everything right there in front of you. And the menu was simple and short, which I like. You'd have to go through like 90,000 different diner options. I was like 1 through 8, and how do you want your hash browns? I was like,
there you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, the food fight tonight is about ranch dressing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And blue cheese dressing. And I was under the assumption, I don't know where I got the idea, that it was Thousand Island dressing versus ranch dressing. But it was, wait a minute. No. I found out about 45 minutes ago, everything's cool.
I can switch it. We can switch.
No, because I've been blue cheese no matter whether I made a mistake or not.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But I'm going to get killed in this.
I don't know. The people that love blue cheese are diehard blue cheese fans.
Listen, ranch has been the best-selling salad dressing in the United States since 1992.
I did not know that.
When it took over Italian dressing.
Wow, I did not know that. But I know you can marinate chicken in Italian dressing. It's pretty good, so I did not know that.
It was invented in the early 1950s by Stephen Henson.
He has no relation to anybody that made the Muppets, is he?
I don't believe so. Plumbing contractor in Anchorage, Alaska. And
you ever been to Alaska?
No. No, I've not been to Alaska.
I've never been either.
No.
I'd like to go.
Yeah, it's nothing. Suddenly my mind went to one of those Alaska later. You know,
I was going to say, I want to know exactly where your brain went.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Alaska later.
Okay, so ranch dressing. Now, catch this. That guy I'm talking about from Anchorage, okay?
Yes.
He moves with his wife to Santa Barbara, California. And in 1956, he purchased a guest ranch in San Marcos Pass and renamed it, ready? Hidden Valley.
That's interesting.
Thing, huh?
Is that really the original ranch?
Yes, as far as I know.
Oh, I did not know that it actually had like historical meaning to it.
A place of origin, Alaska, United States.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. This might be the most informative food fight I've ever been in.
I don't know. And blue cheese originated in the 20th century as a popular salad dressing in the United States, inspired by the Roquefort from France. gained popularity in the 60s alongside the rise of casual dining. And salad. You pair it with buffalo wings, celery sticks, et cetera, et cetera. So go ahead, tell me what's great about ranch dressing.
Ranch just lends itself to more of a wider variety of people. Blue cheese is a very distinct, very certain flavor that, to be honest, I got to be in the mood for. I don't mind it. It's not my favorite one, but they're, like we discussed this last week, but I do not, I'm not a fan of when you have a dipping sauce that it has any kind of chunk to it. I don't like a chunky salsa, and I really don't like a chunky clump of cheese when I'm dipping a chicken wing. But that might just be me. There are people that find that very appealing, and that does nothing for me.
Well, okay, good. Here's the thing about blue cheese that I really like. It makes your nose tingle. And, you know, there's not many items in the food pantry that can make you do that can have that effect on you. But you take that blue cheese, and you mix it in there, and you take a bite, and you're mixing it with in a salad, whatever you're doing with it, and it's got a bite to it, man. I mean, you know,
there's a zing.
That blue cheese, it's not just sitting back there going, "How you doing?" It's coming out to get you.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean?
It's there for the party just as much as you are.
I came for the party. Now let's get it on.
I came for the party.
All right, then. More of the food fight when we come back on 720 WGN. Here we are once again in the middle of the food fight between blue cheese and ranch dressing. And it's this point in the broadcast that I like to provide, if possible, some musical entertainment concerning the foods that are at hand. Okay, there you go. There's a little bit of that's a very positive song about ranch dressing. Too bad we can't say the same thing about blue cheese.
Oh, my God. I actually like that one.
Yeah, it's not, well, you know, it serves its purpose. All right, let's find out. I'm here for the total massacre that ranch is going to overrun my blue cheese. Don't you step on my blue cheese. What do we got there, young man?
63% with the ranch.
Thank you.
Yes, there you go.
Well,
that's yeah, a tall I knew that. That is, you a know, tall well, one.
I took it because I like blue cheese.
I do too.
Like I said before, I'm actually surprised, and I'm gonna try to do a better job of getting these out of my social media feed too, because sometimes that will sway it. I've posted this. I have a Barguments Facebook page that if anybody's out there, I do a podcast called Barguments, and I have a Facebook page that goes along with it where people argue a lot of stuff. And anytime I put this one up, blue cheese usually does pretty well. So I think we just need to do a better job of social media getting the vote out there.
Well, I understand that social media is a thing these days.
It's a thing.
That's what
it is a thing.
That's what the kids tell me anyway. What are we
in the deep waters of Alaska? They will talk about the blue cheese.
That's right. What are we going to do next week?
Thoughts on chicken and waffles versus biscuits and gravy.
Well, no. Because biscuits and gravy are just
a side.
Well, there's nothing in there except biscuits and gravy. And the other one, you got chicken.
That's true. What about what about a better next day food option? Pizza or Chinese food?
Come on, we're getting some more ideas. I can hear it. Who's back there? What is it?
Krista was saying that there's sausage and biscuits and gravy.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Krista. Solved the problem.
Just like that, Krista fixes the day. I love that.
Come to the
as she always does.
Goes to show you how much how often I consume biscuits and gravy. Am I being stereotypical, or is that a Southern originated dish, or no? Biscuits and gravy.
I think they both are.
Oh yeah, ask Krista.
Krista seems to know the history.
She says it's one of the best meals of all time.
Is biscuits and gravy?
Best meals of all time.
Whoa, now that's some high praise right there. Okay, which one do you want to be?
I don't know. Which one do you like? Which one talks to you the most?
Chicken and waffles.
All right, give me the greatest of all time, biscuits and gravy with a hint of sausage.
Where do you recommend I go for chicken and waffles?
I'm trying to think of places in Chicago that's actually a good chicken and waffle spot.
Well, I'll find it sooner or later.
I'm trying to look it up right now as we get this one going. But
please, you don't have to do that. Please, it's okay. I can find my own. I can chicken my own waffle. I know how to find it. hey, so Dan, you alluded to the fact that you have this podcast called Barguments.
Yes, I have a podcast that is called Barguments.
Yeah,
we do very funny conversations, a lot like we're doing on this one right now. Uh-huh. Of what would you rather, Mount Rushmores, so just things you would argue with your buddies at a bar, barbecue, and that kind of stuff. We also have a fun Facebook group and that kind of stuff. But the one that we're doing, which is kind of a good one, is the actual war. Should it be breakfast pizza? Is it a real breakfast, or is it a crime against eggs?
There's
breakfast
pizza. There's such a thing?
You could do eggs, and you could do a whole kind of thing like sausage and bacon on pizza.
No.
Is that a real breakfast, or is that not a breakfast
option? First of
all,
just hold your horses right there. If you're having pizza for breakfast, you got to be really hungover, and two, it's got to be cold. Leftover from the night before. I don't want to hear anything about, it's got to have eggs and bacon on it. Nah, that's not, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's what I was telling you before. Maybe another good option after we do this one with the sausage and gravy and the chicken and waffles. What is the better day hungover food? Is it leftover pizza or leftover Chinese food? Ooh.
Pizza. Well, I'd go with pizza. But
there's something about day old lo mein noodles that hits. hits.
At that point, do you really care? I mean,
no. I just need something to soak it all up and let me take a nap and sleep it off. So at that point, I want the heaviest. Give me the heaviest.
So that's what you're doing now in the arguments?
That is definitely one of the two that we're going to be doing in arguments. Yes.
Wait, let me get back to this breakfast pizza. Is this being marketed as a thing?
People are starting to do breakfast pizzas. There's like a lot of TikTok videos and a lot of different social media stuff where
into the frozen food department of your supermarket and see, look, there's some frozen breakfast pizzas.
I don't know if I've actually seen that, but I've seen people make these breakfast pizzas.
Mom makes them. They're good.
Does she?
And she calls them breakfast pizzas?
Pretty much. She just put some eggs on it, maybe some sausage or something.
Okay, now wait a minute. What's the base?
It's like a sourdough pizza crust.
Ooh.
And you throw some eggs on there.
That sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah.
A banacho sourdough. Did not see that one coming.
Well, you know, pizza can go a lot of different ways these days.
Yep.
It's true.
I mean, I've never seen so many varieties of really good pizzas. You know, it used to be like, it was like one thing, but now it's got so many different. Friday night, we were doing this show here, Dan.
Okay.
Bob Surratt and I were.
Oh, I love it.
And called Radio Geeks 2.0. And we're on the air and we're goofing off. We're playing WCFL jingles. We're playing air checks of this person and that person. We're ripping on radio stations that we used to work for.
I should have called in. I got a few I could have tossed in there myself. Go ahead.
And all of a sudden, from Mangiano's, we hear from downstairs, hey, there's three pizzas here. And they were all different.
It was awesome.
Okay, one is
awesome.
No, wait a minute. One was thin. It's sort of what I'm getting at. One was thin crust, right, if I remember correctly. And then I think the others were pretty much your basic Chicago pizza. But, I mean, that just did remind me that, you know, now that you have your thin crust, you got your New York, you got your Detroit, you got...
Also, the downtown, I was last week, it was maybe the week before, I went to meet somebody up for lunch at that Labriola on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
And they have a focaccia crusted pizza, and it was awesome.
I'll bet. Yeah. Pizza.
I never had the focaccia. It was really good.
Pizza taking over the world. I'll tell you, I had never had Detroit pizza, And
I've only had Jets, and I really enjoy it.
And I was in Detroit, and I was in a hotel, and I was hungry, and I looked, you know, what's close, and there was this pizza place.
It's good. I like the square pizza.
It was fantastic.
Pieces. Yeah,
it was totally unexpected.
It's like a caramelized crust cheese. It's really good.
My gosh. Oh, well. Now I'm hungry, and the show's over. Okay, good.
We're now going to take an hour break.
Yeah, and a nap. Okay, so just to make sure I'm clear on this, don't want to make any other mistakes, I am chicken and waffles, yes?
And I'm Thousand Island dressing with sausage and gravy.
Your biscuits and gravy, okay?
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right, then.
Until next week, Jen.
Later, guys. Thank you, Krista.
Yes, thank you, Krista.